You used to love cooking intimate dinners for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids and a career and commutes, those wonderful candlelight dinners have been replaced with boring and less nutritious takeout or some sort of frozen ball of yucky grossness. Here's my advice, folks. Plated. Plated is for busy people like me and Kate. Isn't that right, Kate?
Yes, yes. I could use this.
We love cooking, but we have zero time to do it.
No time to shop.
We're constantly trying to have romantic dinners at home. I'm trying to always have a romantic dinner at home with my lovely lady. It's very, very tricky because I don't have a lot of time for it, but I want to eat healthy, okay?
But Quickman, guess what? Last week I had a date. What I did is I made the seared turkey sausage with apple chutney and pickled apple quinoa.
Whoa!
The guy thought I could cook. It was spectacular and easy.
You're an absolute genius.
Thank
you. Just go to plated.com/date and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes with new selections every week to fit everyone's taste.
Yes. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. If the recipe calls for a half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, for instance, it's included. Nothing is wasted.
Everything is delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date that you choose.
And you're busy. You're not home for delivery. No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives.
And that's really helpful for people like us because we're comics and we're always performing till late at night.
That's
I come
right.
home. Boom. I got a fresh meal. It is absolutely delicious. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. It's that easy. Just hurry over to plated.com/date now. Okay. And you can get a free dinner for two with your first purchase.
Yes, free dinner for two. This
wow.
is awesome. Guys, go to plated.com/date. That's plated.com/date. Plated.com/date.
You will have a date success, not a date fail.
Go get it.
Lately, I've been going crazy, 'cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get
hey.
Out, get out.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Stephen Kramer Glickman.
And Kate Quigley, and you're listening to Date Fails.
Date
Woo!
Fails.
This is an exciting day because we're alive, so that makes it happy.
It's a very exciting day. We've got a lot of really wonderful things happening. We got some really incredible guests today, and I'm super super excited.
I'm super excited too. Everything good with you?
Yeah, things have been good. You know what? I had kind of an interesting thing happen last night. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and you know this really it kind of blew my mind a little bit. So a friend of mine had a Tinder date. Now I'm not on Tinder because I'm in a relationship.
I'm on the Tinders.
But you're on Tinder.
I love the Tinders.
So she had a Tinder date and she was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go see this guy. I'm kind of a little nervous. I was like, it's no big deal. You can go. Where are you guys going to meet up? She's like, his living room.
And I was what?
Like, what?
Wait, a Tinder guy? She's going to meet him at his house?
She's going straight to his house.
Oh,
to,
no.
Like,
that's
out.
A negative. That's
that
a no.
Sounds
no.
so
you
dangerous,
don't do that.
Right?
Why would she do that?
She was like, they've been talking for like 2 weeks, and you know, and she's like super into him. And like she was like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm looking at his Instagram, like, and that was the only thing that kind of made me less nervous was that he had like a public Instagram. But who knows if that's even
a
him.
Public Instagram?
It could
what does
be
that mean?
Anybody.
Right.
It could
wait
be
a second,
anybody.
Wait a second, backtrack. They were talking for 2 weeks on Tinder.
Yeah, through Tinder. Like he had given her his number, and then they started talking over the phone and texting. And
did
stuff
they
like
speak
this.
On the phone?
Yeah, they talked on the phone.
Weird.
Yeah, but then it's like you know, unless you're FaceTiming with them.
Right.
It could be literally anyone. Like when I said goodbye to her last night, it kind of was goodbye.
It could have been goodbye forever.
It could have been goodbye forever.
Here's the thing, though, I will
scary.
Say. If a guy calls me on the phone, I don't know, like no one calls anymore. So if he called, I'd probably give him the benefit of the doubt and not be. I still wouldn't meet him at his house.
Yeah.
But I also would rather meet him at his house than my house. Like I'm definitely not letting him come to my house.
Well, she said that he came out of the house.
Uh-huh.
And like they saw each other in front of the house first.
Is there a reason why they didn't just meet up like at a bar?
I don't know.
This is a no-no. I would never. This is not. It, listen, listeners. No, you don't do this. You don't meet someone at their house for a first date. You just don't. Especially someone you've never met. What if he's a killer?
What if it is a killer?
Then I would fuck him because I love killers.
What is wrong with you?
But anyone else that's normal wouldn't.
Problems.
I know. I really do.
Kate,
I have a date tonight, though.
Oh God.
Well,
Kate.
I think I'm hoping.
Really? What do you mean you're hoping?
Well, I mean the last time we interacted was 2 days ago, and he said let's hang out Friday, and I said cool, I'm free. And then he was like, okay, I'll let you know when I get my schedule, but I'm definitely down. And then I haven't heard from him since. So
what's his schedule? What kind of
he works in, he's an athlete.
Wow.
So he's not, I don't think, but he's an athlete that has a lot of obligations. He has to be places and he has to make appearances. And so, you know,
look
it could
at
be
you
a
getting
day-to-day.
All Whitney Cummings on us.
What? Does she date a lot of athletes?
She dates a lot of
athletes.
I didn't
know that. I need her secret.
I believe she deletes. I mean, good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good on you. I'm trying to date as many as I can.
You should.
Athlete a week.
I think you should.
Joining the Athlete a Week Club. I have to tell you my funny dating story for the week, though.
Oh, my God. Please. This is
my dating story for the week. So I was super flattered because I got hit up on Facebook by this guy who's a Marine. And he was like, hey, Kate, I'm a really big fan. And I would love to invite you to come with me to my Marine ball. And the guy lives in North Carolina. And he was like, I would be so flattered if you would be my date. And so I wrote him back and I was like, well, thank you so much for thinking of me, but you're in North Carolina, so I don't know if I could do that. And he wrote back and goes, fine, then I'll just take some other ugly fat girl.
Holy shit.
That's what he wrote me back. So then I wrote him back and I go, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did you just call me fat? I left ugly out. I didn't even care. Did you just call me fat? And then he writes me back and he goes, well, I was really excited that you answered, but I guess I was just hurt that your answer was so short and you didn't seem to consider it. So I kind of did allude to you being fat. But if you're ever in North Carolina, I'd love to grab a drink sometime. I'm like, are you insane?
What the fuck? Oh, this guy's got no concept.
This is the thing. I get so many messages on Facebook from strangers, you know, as I'm sure all decent looking women do.
Yeah.
And I never answer them. But finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to answer this guy. He's a Marine. He's probably like a sweet, upstanding gentleman. And he's cute and
yeah.
It's flattering. And this is what I get for answering, called fat and ugly.
Oh, Kate, that is just wrong in so many ways.
So, killing it, Quigman. Killing
it. Oh, God, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
I have a maybe date, and I've been called fat.
Going to a Marine ball. I wish that someone would have said that shit to Ronda Rousey, because she's going on a date on a Marine ball.
He mentioned her. He's like, forget Ronda Rousey. I'd like to take Kate Quigley. And I was like, so flattered.
Oh,
and then I got called fat and ugly.
What a piece of shit that
guy
is.
It's fine. We should introduce our guest because I'm so excited.
Yeah, please, Kate, you take this.
Right?
I'm a huge fan of this comedian, and you know, we always try to have, you know, really incredible comics on the show, and we have one today. So.
Yes, she's amazing. I love her. Let's see, you've seen her on Comics Unleashed, The Tonight Show, America's Got Talent, and she's one of my closest friends, Miss Jodi Miller.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
It's me.
Woo!
I'm here. I'm just sitting back listening to the horribleness, the Tinder first date in someone's death trap apartment.
How crazy is that?
Death trap.
You would never, right?
Again. I would never again.
You never again. I love it.
I have gone over someone's house for a first date at their house, which is a no-no, but I was young and stupid. But this is before Tinder. We met in person and we hung out at a bar. We met at a bar. I was bartending and I was serving him, and then we were hanging out. And then we talked on the phone, and then he invited me over to his house for dinner. We had dinner, you know, and I went over there I'm not having sex with him. Like, it's just dinner. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm just taking my top off, but that is it. And
right.
Then it's like, no, I'm just going to take my pants off, but underwear on. And that is it. Like, seriously, that is, all right, underwear off, you can touch, but you cannot penetrate, and that is it. And then, all right, we were having full sex, but that is it.
That's like, it.
That is, and that was it, actually. That was it. He blew me off so hard. That is like a story that
he
I actually
did?
Hadn't thought of in a while. I spent the night. We had sex in the morning, and I was totally smitten because I was like 31, and I was like, oh my God, this guy like cooked me dinner in his friend's house that he's crashing at.
Winner.
I was like, that's amazing.
Macaroni and cheese.
It was amazing. He actually made a really nice dinner, and it was really great. And then we talked for a couple days after that because we were, I don't even think texting was big then. And he was like, what are you doing Friday night? And I'm like, I have a show. He's like, well, let's get together after. And it was like 8 o'clock, because it was an early show. I was done by 8:30, and I was calling him and calling him, and I left him a message. He just blew me off. Like, never, ever called me again.
We After were supposed you guys to hooked up? Wow.
And we had plans for, like, that night, and he never called me again. And then I left my earrings there. So I actually called and left a message, and I said, hey, can you just put my earrings in the mail? Here's my address, which I gave my address, stupidly enough, but he didn't do that. And then, cut to 2 years later, same bar, he came in, and he sat down, and he gave the excuse that every girl dreams to hear, but it's not really. He's like, I should apologize. I'm like, should? What are you talking about? Like, yes, you should apologize. He goes, the reason I just didn't call you is because I liked you a lot and I got scared.
Oh my God.
And I said, Jesus. Wow. That's what you think every girl wants to hear, isn't it?
Oh my God. That is the
what
biggest
did he say?
Bullshit.
That's what he said. That, and I said, okay. And then what I did is I went the other direction. I could have been completely bitchy, but I was like, let me buy you a drink. So I bought him a drink because he was at the bar because he was seeing a
what?
Friend. Yeah, I just went that route. And then he
I
was
disapprove
like,
as your friend of this.
Well, listen to this. And then right. He was like, he's like, I'd like to make it up to you. I'd like to take you to dinner. I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, first I'm going to leave you a big tip. I go, okay. And he did. He left me a $50 tip. He just, like, I actually charged him for one drink. He left me a $50 tip. I'll never forget it. And yeah. He wrote his number on a napkin and gave it to me. Gave me both at the same time, the receipt and the napkin. And I was like, okay. And I just played along. And he got up and I took the receipt with the $50 tip, the credit card, and I put it. And I took the napkin and he was like, call me tomorrow. I go, okay. And I ripped it right in front of him and threw it right
yes!
down.
Yes. Oh, you're such a badass.
You're a badass.
That's awesome.
That's a badass girl. That's a good girl. Yeah.
That is so shit. That is just like my joke, though, how to make a man disappear. Or fuck him. Like, I
right.
feel like that's.
But I didn't want to, but it is true. But here's the thing. And now, and I just had this brings me to 2 weeks ago when I just had sex with someone. Second date. I did the whole shirt on.
I like how you work that into this, by the way.
See, I'm really good at segues. I'm a professional, people. I do it for a living. Segues, that is. I just lock things together. I went on a second date with someone, and by second date I mean he met me for drinks 6 months after our first date. So that's our second date.
Wait, your second date was 6 months after your first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like to take it slow.
Sure.
And like, I don't want to rush into anything.
No, that's I think that's smart.
Well, listen, we just want to, you know, I want to make sure he's the one for a second date. And so he came out to the Comedy Store and we were hanging out. And somewhere into like drink three, I was like, oh, it's okay if we never have date three. Like, we girls get that. And guys, just so you know, if we decide we're going to sleep with you very early on, even if we don't know it consciously, subconsciously, there's a part of us that's like, you don't want to date this person long term. You can have sex with him. And if he doesn't call you again, it's okay. We make that decision. Sometimes it's very conscious, and
right.
sometimes it's not. That night it was conscious. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So we get back to his place. Wow. His place that he's 37. It was decorated like a 19-year-old that just moved into his college dorm. And it's a gorgeous apartment. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Jody is so right, though, because I literally called.
Toys.
I called Jody yesterday, and I'm like, I'm so excited because I have this date tomorrow night, and it's just with a fuck guy. Like, I know there's no future with him. He doesn't seem very smart. I don't think I would ever go out with him. He's too young for me. But I think he'll be great in bed, and he seems super pervy from his text. So
that's what we look for.
That's all I'm planning.
Are you really pervy?
That's it. Yeah, his text got dirty quick, and I was like, okay, I know where this is going.
Yeah,
and that's
so
where
we
it's going.
Know there's a part of us that knows that it's not going to be a long-term thing. This guy's actually a really nice guy. But anyway, so we're laying there. I'm in the stage of, I'm not having sex. I was like half naked. I was in that stage yet. I wasn't like full on, like,
right.
You're going to penetrate me. I was like, I can't do it because I'm Jewish. I don't know. But sometimes I use that as an excuse. It's the Sabbath. So we can't work on the Sabbath. So I can't.
It's Sukkot.
I can't.
taking a makeup holiday
but,
and
yeah,
throwing
exactly,
a makeup
whatever.
Holiday
but he's
there.
Jewish too, so that didn't work. So I'm laying there and he goes, he's looking at me, he goes, wow, your body is really nice. I go, wow, you sound really surprised. And he starts laughing and he goes, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, it was obvious you had a nice body. It's just better than I thought it would be. And I go, wow, that's an inside your head statement.
Who says that?
That's a statement that you, like a thought you can have, and that's nice, but you keep it in there. You keep it in the brain. It doesn't come out the mouth.
Sure.
He goes, no, you're misunderstanding me. I go, no, I understand what you're saying. He goes, no, I'm saying you. I knew you had a good body. It's better than, I go, stop talking. Stop. You're ahead. I'm probably going to fuck you. Spoiler alert. Like, it's probably going to happen, but if you keep talking, probably not. You have the body of a 16-year-old boy who's never worked out, but I didn't say that. Like, I kept that in the noggin. Like, you keep those.
Wow. I can't believe he told you that.
It is a
compliment.
We had sex.
Yeah. How was it?
It was okay. It was all right. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Here's the reason I did have sex with him. I actually was very turned on. And the last guy that I was having sex with for a long period of time, every time we'd have sex, he was just like, okay, we're having sex. I was actually pretty turned on. I was like, oh, I really want to have sex with him. So I made that call. So, I made that call
just,
right there.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page. When it's really, really hot, like it has been, do you want to have sex
with
people?
No.
I want to have sex every day, all the time. I don't care if it's 150
degrees.
Yeah,
he has nothing to do with Kate.
Yeah, because you sweat on each other and it's hot. And then you're like, it's like lube for your whole body.
Wow.
Kate could be unconscious and her body would still react like, I want to have sex. Like, it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold or whatever.
I'm in my 30s, Jody.
That's right.
I'm in my prime, my sex prime.
I remember when I entered my 30s. When I entered my 30s.
That's the name of my band, by the way. Sex prime.
I'm the horniest person I know, but I'm also the most celibate person I know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you pick winners. That's why. You pick real winners.
I have a good track record.
She really does pick some great fellas, doesn't she? Maybe this is time for an intervention on Quigley.
It might be.
This whole podcast
hold on a second. Do you want to have sex, Stephen, when it's hot?
When it's hot? No.
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 Who wants to? No.
No.
Why not?
I have air conditioning. I'll have sex in this room right here.
You know what? Because
right now it was
very, very hot, and the last few days. And my girlfriend's a very beautiful girl, and she wanted to have sex like the whole time.
Do you have air conditioning?
And we do, but here's what's so funny is our air conditioning broke
in the middle of sex
on Saturday,
in the middle of sex.
She wanted to have sex Sunday. Like she won. It was still like. Fans on. We're trying when it's hot. It's
so why don't you do it in the shower? Then do it in the
shower.
She
was into it. She was like, she was like, this is what
really
I want to do.
And
I was like, look, if we'll have sex, I mean, we can have sex. But I was like, I'm gonna die.
It's like right after a workout.
I'm just gonna die as soon as it's over.
No, man, don't you ever right after you both. My ex boyfriend and I, we would always like work out together, and then right after we would fuck.
That's different.
So hot.
That's totally different because your body's actually sort of cooling down, and the room around you is cool. When it's that hot. It's like you're just sweating so much. It's you slide off the other person. Right out of the other person.
It's
you just
perfect.
Slide. It's a slip and slide.
That's
what it is. It's a slip and slide.
It's a sexual slip and slide.
That's what it is. And that's the name of my band.
Slip and slides are fun.
Sexual slip and slide. Hey, guys, come see me in Silver Lake tonight. I'm playing with sexual slipper slide.
Slip and slide.
Very, very great show.
I would download that record. I want to say that would be the first thing I've ever bought.
Did you guys hear Jody's new single? Celibate slipper slide. What did I call it?
Sexual slip and slide.
Celibate slip and
slide. Celibate slip and slide would be my
band.
Yeah, opening up for slipperies.
Do you guys know how long it's been since I've had
tonight
sex
at
now?
Ozfest.
It's been like 40 years since I've had sex
and
now.
And you're not even that old. So
thank
that's
you.
What's weird.
It's amazing.
You were having more sex in the womb.
Oh my God, it's been so long. It's been like 4 months.
4 months?
I want to kill
myself.
By the
way, everyone will know when Kate's had sex. And this is something else. Not just Kate, but it's girls. Because I had sex 2 weeks ago. And I've told total strangers, I had sex 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You tell people when we haven't had it.
I find ways to drop it into conversation, like when I'm checking out at Ralph's, like wherever I am. Like I'll find a way to slide it in. I'll be like, how much did you say it was? Sorry, I was busy thinking about the sex I had last night. I just think I will find a way.
Absolutely. We do it. I do it too. Usually I just call. I have like 3 or 4 friends I call right away.
But you get sex on the reg now. You don't have to tell that now.
But I still do it. I still am very happy that it's happening. I'm still very excited. I'm nervous. Usually if it goes like a week without happening, I'm like, it's never going to happen again.
And then it happens again. And then you're excited.
And then you're like, oh my God, it's still happening. I still get to have sex on a regular basis.
That's amazing.
That's really
How long have
exciting.
You guys been together?
3.5 years.
Wow. Damn.
It's a long time. That's the longest I've ever been in a relationship. relationship. I've never been in a relationship that long.
And you still like her, which is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
And you live in L.A. Which...
I love her, you know? I like her.
So then marry her. Why don't you just marry her then?
At some point. At some point.
Does she pressure you? I never asked you that.
Not at all.
Because that's the plan.
She's 10 years younger than me, so she's not.
Maybe she doesn't want to get. I don't want to get married.
So she's in high school? She's in high school.
No, no.
That's why she doesn't want to pressure you.
Yeah.
No, she's like,
illegal.
I need to graduate first, and then.
Yeah, no, no. She's. I'm 36, so she's like 20. Oh, she's right. Like 25.
Yeah, so she's. Yeah, she's got time.
She's not in the. She's like.
She's not in that mindset.
At some point.
Right.
You know. But I also don't want to, like, carry. Like, I want to carry her over the.
The threshold,
but not into like our apartment, you know, like I would like to do that into a house,
you know? I get it.
Yeah, like I kind of want to, and I also don't want to like have a wedding until I'm like able to have like a fucking wedding. Where it's not like, ugh. Oh my God, you know, I want to do
disagree.
Something crazy. Like I want to do a crazy wedding.
No,
like, I'm
you'll
really,
regret it.
No, I love weird.
I know, but
stuff.
The thing is,
no. But then his second wedding will be low-key.
Yeah,
it'll
be. Seriously, I can't tell you how much I regret everything about my wedding. Not marrying the guy.
You
like,
married at like 19.
I was 5. I know, but here's the thing.
I regret your wedding.
I know. Did you guys have it like at a Denny's? Like, what did
yes.
you do?
That would be awesome. That's what I want to do for my second wedding. Denny's wedding. Fuck yeah. Grand Slam breakfast for everyone. Yeah. That's perfect.
God, that's hysterical.
Seriously, because the first wedding, we spent all this money and it was like we invited everyone in town. It was like this huge fairy tale wedding. And, you know, looking back on it, it's like I wish so bad I would have just taken like the 20 grand and just invested it in myself, like bought myself, like put a down payment on a condo or like paid for a year. Like, such a waste of money. You never remember your wedding. I look at the photos. The dress is outdated. I looked not that great. I didn't like my eyebrows. My makeup wasn't that on point.
You didn't have your boobs.
I didn't have my boobs yet. So the whole thing was a disaster.
You could have taken your wedding money and bought boobs.
Four pairs of boobs.
How many boobs would you have?
I'm angry. I only have 2. I could have gotten 8.
Seriously, could have given me a pair. I don't need them, guys. Just so you know.
If you had 8 boobs, this podcast would be a lot more
popular. That would be amazing. Date fails with 8-boobed Kate. Octoboob
Kate.
Hello,
I'm 8-boob
Kate. Octoboob
Kate. Octoboob
Kate. That's my band name. That's your band name. Kate plus 8 boobs.
Here's the thing.
This week at Ozfest. Octoboob Kate.
And sexual slip and slide.
Woo!
I'm at an age now where all of my friends have been married and are working on their second, which, by the way, greedy, knock it off.
Agreed.
I've never actually dreamt about my wedding. I want to get married. And I think when I was little, I was like, oh, look, here's my Barbie. And she's walking down the aisle naked because she was always naked. I always lost her clothes. But I don't think I like cut out dresses or anything like that. And now I'm in an age where if I'm going to get married, it'll probably be like at a, you know, a vineyard.
Denny's.
Yeah, a Denny's. No, like a vineyard. I think I feel like older people say that. At a vineyard. I'll do it at a vineyard and we'll do a lot of wine tasting. No, I want it somewhere like casual and cool. And I don't no bridesmaids. Fuck that.
Thank
disgusting.
God.
No, that's the worst.
Backyard barbecue.
I love it's cool backyard barbecue.
Yeah.
I'd
like
love
that.
It to be that kind of thing now.
Me too.
I was on a date one time a couple years ago, and I actually used this as a way of, like, you know, vetting, like, who would actually maybe be a right person for me to be with, is I would say to the girl, if the girl ever was on a date with me and she mentioned, you know, getting married, or someday I ever think about getting married.
Which, by the way, girls, do not do that on a first date.
Never.
Not the first year.
Girls,
when I think about my wedding, I think about...
Yeah, no, it would happen like usually like second or third date in, like a girl would say something about a wedding. Like,
I would never do that.
I just
do that. I don't think I would ever do
that. I wouldn't either, but I do have to say that, like, I recently went out on a date with a guy who, right up front on the date, he was like, so what are you looking for? Are you just looking to hook up? Are you trying to have a relationship? And at first I was a little like put off by that. I'm like, I don't know. Do we have to decide that now? Like, it's the first date.
Well, I have a theory about that. Why do guys say that? Steven.
I think just to kind of gauge like what, you know, like what to expect.
I feel like a guy who asks that question is only looking for a very casual thing.
The opposite. This guy was looking for a relationship.
He was?
Yes.
A lot of times it's the other way around.
Really?
They're kind of doing that shit as like a way of kind of making sure that like you're into actually making something happen. Because a lot of times... I think they're trying to find somebody.
Well, I've never met those guys. I've never met those guys that are like, I'm trying to find. Here.
I did something stupid when I the first night of me and my girl getting together. I said to her, you know, I want to be with just you. Like, I don't want to be with anybody else. I would just want to be with you, unless you don't want that if you just want to be with like a bunch of
people. You said that to her the first date?
Our first night together.
Oh, the first night you hooked up.
When we tried to decide whether or not we were going to be a couple,
right.
I was like, if you want to date a bunch of people, you know, if you have other people you want to date or whatever, like, I'm not going to pressure you to be in a relationship, but if you want to be in a relationship, I would like to be in a relationship, but I'm cool. I mean, I'm cool with whatever, if that's what you were cool with. And she was like, no, I'm not cool with being in a, like, dating with a bunch of fucking people. But I want to just be with you or nothing. And then she was weirded out, and she held that over my, like, she would hold it over my head, and every few months she would bring it up, and I was like, you don't understand, I just wanted to be with you.
But see, the reason why she did that is because most guys, that's not the norm. I'm telling you, most guys, when they ask that, are asking to see, I mean, there are a few ones that are asking to see if they can hook up, because those guys that ask me that, and they'll say it super casually, like, what are you looking for? And then, like, cut to, like, 4 hours later, I'm blowing them in the car. Like, that's where that's almost always where it goes. And if
so
I'm not,
works.
They're taking their
Perfect.
Dick out. Yes.
That's why Jody gets more dates than me, by the way.
But I'm always like, my answer is always like, I don't know. You know, I'm looking for something. You know, of course, I'd like to meet somebody that I'm compatible with. I give the standard go-to answer. And what they hear is that if I pull out my penis in the car, there's a possibility she might put her lips around it. But what? By the way, why do you guys do that?
I don't know. I don't
That's
pull
happened
that
to me twice
move.
This year, that a guy just pulled his dick
twice.
Out in my car.
Twice this year. I'm surprised it hasn't happened more.
I believe that's called sexual assault.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
They always go, I just want to show it.
Just touch it. That's what they just touch it. I'm like, what do you mean? Just
that's
going to
be the name of our album. Just touch it. All of those bands collected together, we're having compilations called Just Touch It.
I don't understand guys with their penis. They think if they show it to you, it's the same thing with, I get so many dick pics in my inbox on Instagram, direct message to me from strangers. And I just don't understand. Like, do these guys think that one day they're going to send a dick to a girl and she's going to look at it and she's going to go, oh my God, that's the most beautiful dick. I've never seen one that pretty. I have to fuck it. I have to suck it right now. I have to find this man and hunt him down and get on that dick. That is never going to happen. Like, that never has happened in the history of
women. Let me ask you, is there a filter on that Instagram dick pic?
Not only filters, but now these guys are like adding mustaches and shit.
Oh, well, if I saw a mustache dick with a Mayfair filter,
then you want to get on that.
I want to get on that. If they could just animate it, I'd be all set.
Wait,
a nice Mayfair filter.
Yeah, good one. Mayfair filter on a dick. It really tans it up.
Wait, but back to my date with this guy. So this guy that asked me about whether or not I was looking for a relationship, I asked him, I go, why? I mean, do you really want to talk about that on a first date? And he said, I'm 40 years old. I'm just too old to waste time. I want a relationship. So if you're just looking for like a casual thing, I just want to know up front because I'm not looking for that. It was like the conversation women usually have, but I have to tell you, from that point forward, I was like, God, maybe this is a good conversation to have on a first date because it doesn't waste anyone. Like, I just spent like 2 weeks wasting time texting with some guy that it turned out like wasn't even really trying to hang out that hard. So maybe why waste anyone's time?
But you said you said the magic word, though. He's 40. That's the difference. Anybody I think is a little bit older has been through what we're talking about. We've already been through all that stuff. And if you're at that age and you are dating at 40 and you're just about to go on ourtime.com, you are actually like, let me just cut to the chase so I don't have to be tortured by Hinge and all of those other crazy. Do you guys know that there's a new dating app called Squirt? I just had to throw that out there.
What's that?
For gay guys. Squirt.
Why'd you point at him?
I was just acknowledging that he was like Squirt.
For gay guys.
But I feel like they stole our
word.
Don't you feel like they stole our word? Like, that's our word.
That's
females.
That's kind of a lady. That's a lady word.
That's a lady word. But not on this poster. It definitely was not.
Wow.
Is squirt really a lady's word?
I think it was actually a drink from the 90s.
Yeah,
it
was. I still buy it.
I still think you can get it. Diet Squirt.
Dude, Diet Squirt with tequila is the best drink ever. Shout out to Diet Squirt and tequila.
Oh my God,
hey,
I want one
Diet
girl.
Diet Squirt, if you're listening, Squirt or Squirt the website, if you're listening we would like to do a commercial for you.
Or I want one girl somewhere across the country to at one time, right when she's about to squirt, go, I'm Diet Squirting! Just, oh my God.
I'll do that for you the next time I actually get laid.
Diet Squirt, you owe us $300,000.
Yes, please. Dear God.
All right, Kate, I think it's time to bring in our other incredible guest on the show today.
Yes!
Guys, I'm a huge fan of this guy. Kate, you might know him from American Idol. He is absolutely a phenomenal musician and a phenomenal singer. He plays more instruments than anybody I've ever heard of in my life. And he is a part of the incredible band Postmodern Jukebox, which you can go see and perform with them all the time, all over the place. He tours tours with them everywhere. He's also the guy who does our theme song.
Our theme song
is him as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Abrams, everybody.
Hey, what's up,
Hello.
Man?
What's up, Broseph? How are you?
I'm great, dude. Is it time to jam? Or
you have...
he brought an upright bass.
He has a massive upright bass.
Yeah, he does.
Real sexy. It's very hard. And
you want to feel
calm down, go ahead.
I want to feel your bass.
You want to finger the bass too?
Do you use these lines on women? Are these the lines you use on? You're
Listen,
like, girl, you gotta see.
It works more than half the time. It does. It does work, especially since All About That Bass came out.
Right.
Thanks, man. Ooh. Oh, I have a lower voice than I expected.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's very sexy.
Oh.
Yeah. What? How's that going for you? You two are all over the world.
Yeah, well, I tour just myself too, and I have like a drummer and a sax player and a guitar player and a trombone player and a clarinet player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're working on an album right now, which is going to be pretty fun. It's going to be like super like jazz rock, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
on.
Super super fun stuff, and I get to like scream at the top of my lungs and play the upright bass, which is always fun just to bring it out, you know.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing. Where's your favorite place that you've been? Where are some of the places that you've toured to?
The UK, Manila, you know, the Philippines. But my favorite place is Amsterdam. Amsterdam was pretty awesome.
Oh. Why Amsterdam?
Oh, the
the drugs or the the drugs or the hookers? Why? I'm just curious.
Those two, but also the canals. The canals were super nice. What else would it be?
There.
Yeah,
it's
the drugs. The drugs were super awesome.
The red light district.
I don't know. I just thought there might be something I didn't know about in Amsterdam.
Okay, it is a beautiful place, and I didn't know that it had good pancakes and like you know very pretty scenes. But I went for the drugs, and the drugs were really awesome.
They are awesome there.
Are the drugs better there? Or is it
they're
just because they're legal there?
It's because they're legal there, but also I took some drugs. And then I was like walking. I couldn't find.
Did you take a space cake? Did you go to their little?
No.
What is a space cake?
Well, you'd think you'd imagine that you were that bass. I thought I was a bass. I was like just
no
strumming.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, I mean they're incredible. Whoa. It's like
I remember becoming a mushroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had. Yes. You have moments like that in Amsterdam, and the canals are beautiful.
Yeah. But you know what? I had no cell phone reception, so I had to get back to my hotel, which was like an hour walk. And then it turned into like a 3-hour walk.
Of course,
because
you were a mushroom.
Because you were a mushroom.
Yeah, I was really slow. I was planted in one place. No, but so I would ask like random shop owners that didn't even speak English, and I'd just show them this little card that had like the name of the building and kind of
where
it was. And so I'd walk to random places, and then I'd stop and get fries at like a 3 a.m. snack store, you know, like
it's just amazing.
Random. It was beautiful. I wasn't afraid at one
at all. Neither was I. Yeah. I was so high at one point. I thought I spoke Dutch. I was like, I know what they're saying, everyone.
So you had a similar experience.
Absolutely. I was like, no, I can understand them. I know what's going on here. You guys just don't know.
You're translating.
You felt their energy, right?
I felt their energy.
You were communicating.
I looked at their aura and I was like, I get it. I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will take the extra large fries. Thank you.
Wait, Casey, can I ask you, because I'm so curious. So when you're over there, did you partake in any of the women at all or in any way? Come on, you got to share.
The red light district is pretty cool to walk through.
You know what? Okay. Oh, my God. You're getting me to get some information.
Who cares? It's totally fine. We don't judge here, and neither does anyone who listens. We all love this.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, no, of course. Well, you asked, and I feel like I have to be honest.
Yeah, you're under oath.
I didn't do anything. So anyway, I took the space. I was on some drugs, and I was like, wow, this is really fun. This is so fun, and I'm having a great time. I was with some other dudes, and I was just like, hey, let's go to a live sex show. They're like, okay, let's eat first. They were kind of reluctant. I could tell.
Let's eat first?
Yeah, they're like, let's go. I'm kind of hungry. I got to have a meal before I see a live
sex
show.
Who doesn't?
Can't do that on an empty stomach.
Right. So we go to like a cross-dressing kind of vibe, like a cross-dressing, what are those called? A drag queen
kind of. Drag queen show?
Cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Not. It was just a restaurant, a drag queen.
Oh, like Lucky Chan's in New York City.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're all drag
the waitresses. Queens.
Yes, they're all men.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
They're both genders.
I used to work there.
Dude, I could see you in a dress.
He got fired.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I did work at Rage on Santa Monica, the gay club.
Santa Monica,
and I worked there for the drag queen show.
Hot.
I was the opening act for the drag queen show.
Amazing.
I played the piano and I sang Elton John songs at the piano in a crazy big suit. Yeah.
That's good to hear, man. But, who's that guy?
Just
keep going.
You hire paparazzi? Okay. So anyway, we go to this place, and I'm like, okay, this is good. Let's go to the sex show. There's one at 11, and this is like 10:30. Then they're like, let's go to the one at midnight because we're still hungry. Let's go get some popcorn. I was like, listen, you guys, we're in Amsterdam. Why don't we go see a live sex show? That's what we need. That's like
you can eat literally
anywhere, almost everywhere that you can fly.
You could probably eat at the live sex show if you really wanted to.
There you go.
There will be eating at the live sex show.
Right.
People are eating.
There are things to eat there.
Dude, I went to the sex show by myself. I was like, you guys eat. I'm having too good of a time.
Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. And so I sat front row. I literally sat in the front row.
Splash zone. Is it like going to a comedy club? Like if you sit front row? Like,
they fuck with you. Yeah.
Do they really?
Am I allowed to swear on
the
show?
Or do they fuck you? Yeah, they fuck with you or they actually fuck you?
They get close to fucking you.
Wow.
But they literally, there was a chick that had a marker in her and she was writing on a dude's chest.
Oh my God.
And then the dude got up. It turns out he was an audience member. And I was like, oh, so they do fuck with
they
people.
They do. Wow. That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So then I like I went to so I was sitting in the front row, so obviously this chick was like, who wants to volunteer? And I raised my hand.
Yeah,
of course.
And I don't think anyone recognized me. There was a couple people that were like, hey, you're from American Idol, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, well, that's me, dude. And like then they would like come to the show, and that's like weird because they'd seen me on American TV. But I don't think anyone in this audience recognized me. I hope not. And I guess it doesn't really matter at this point.
Not really.
So
after this podcast, there's going to be like a couple, I knew it was him when he was getting written on with the vagina marker.
Vagina marker.
I knew it was
Casey. Sharpie is coming out with this fall. The vagina marker.
What color is that, by the way?
I mean, it's shades of pink, right? That would be the actual name of the marker. Yeah.
I like it. Shades of pink.
Shades of
really
pink.
Good.
Yeah, it does. It just did it. So anyway, I go up there and I lather her. It wasn't that exciting, to be honest, but I was like more excited than the dudes that were in the audience. Like there was a couple more audience members that got up and were like, oh God, what do I do now? I'm supposed to be sat on right now. You know, he didn't really know what to do. But I was just taking it full force. I was just like, yes, come here. She's like, she like turned around. She's like, play with the boobs. And then I would do this and then like play with her, lather her boobs.
Right,
and then I'd start to go down. She'd be like, oh, naughty. And then it'd be like, you know, get your hands away. So she was playing with me. I was cracking up.
So wait, when you say lathered, what do they give you, like soap?
Coconut butter.
Oh, coconut butter. Hello. Yeah.
And so I smelled like coconut butter the whole
night. Was it organic? Was it?
It felt like
Trader
it.
Okay.
It better be.
Only that.
It's a Dutch. It's Dutch, right?
Dutch. Yeah, Dutch.
I like that you're whispering it into the microphone. No one will hear you.
I wanted to say, well, that was more of like, I'm afraid to admit it. That's what the whisper is. Not that I knew everyone was going to hear it. But it's more like, I'm just concerning you right now. You know, like, so you can take the news easier.
That's, for people that haven't been, even as a woman, like I was with a group of people when I went and some of the girls were like, oh my God, this is offensive. Just girls in the windows and just like, I'm like, I thought it was pretty fascinating to me. They're just in the window. They're like window shopping. I'll take that one.
Why is it offensive? They want to be there. That's what they are
their
doing.
Job.
I mean, I feel like America, we're so conservative about sex here. Over there, it's like total sex, nudity. It's no big deal at all.
Yeah, and it's very free. And you see a lot of beautiful people on bicycles. And you see a lot of like non-pollution. And you see like houseboats and stuff like that. And people are living happily.
Oh, they're
happy
there.
Yeah, and they're to the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all about because they're allowed to fuck.
It's because they're allowed to make money. Think they're mushrooms. They all just take a lot of drugs, and they're like, "I'm a mushroom." And who's every mushroom is happy?
yeah, they are. That's why we inherit their happiness.
Yes,
you know I mean, if you really love sex, like I really love sex.
You do?
I love. Yeah, Jody, I know you're shocked.
Get out of town.
Yeah, and if I could get paid, if I could get paid well to have sex with the guys that I get to choose, and I knew that they were like they smelled good and they looked nice and they were decent guys. Well, that wouldn't be the worst job ever.
Are you actually like arguing the fact that you should be a prostitute?
Are you considering becoming a prostitute? Is that what's happening?
I can't do it because of like my whole like, you know, Catholic guilt and shit, but I kind of want to sometimes. Sometimes I watch Pretty Woman and I think that girl had it all figured out.
Yes, because that is based in reality.
Yeah. By the way, I rewatched Pretty Woman the other day.
You did?
Just, you know, because I watch it every month. And
when he's on his period, he watches Pretty Woman.
I was watching it, and if that was a realistic movie, if it was realistic,
right, based in any form of
realistic
reality.
Movie, then when they slammed the jewels down, you know, when she goes to put her hand in, then they slam it on her hand, she would have pulled out a knife and stabbed the guy in the neck, like every single time. That's my favorite. That's my favorite moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's not completely realistic, but it could happen.
Yeah. Also, it just seems dangerous. It's very dangerous
to take a prostitute with you.
Like for a week.
For a week.
Like of all the people.
Exactly.
Of all the people to spend a week with, you could fly in.
It's
anybody.
Like he didn't actually call a madam that has like a high class. He was like, I'm gonna grab the one right on Santa Monica Boulevard.
That's a good point. There aren't a lot of hookers that look like Julia Roberts hanging around on Santa Monica Boulevard either.
Hey, you want to lay around in my expensive place for a while?
Right. Exactly.
By the way, I don't want to have sex with you on the first night. I just want to chat and play piano. Isn't that
basically what happens? Don't mouth kiss me. Don't put those hooker lips anywhere on my body.
Yeah, don't mouth kiss me. don't mouth kiss me, hooker.
Not
just
till
hang
the
out
fifth night. Not till the fifth night.
I'm so rich and lonely. No one wants to spend time with me.
Oh my god.
What kind of fucking movie? It doesn't make any sense,
dude. You know what? I haven't seen the movie, and I'm not gonna see it because
you've never seen Pretty Woman.
You have to.
No, I don't. Why?
You have to.
God, you have to watch it.
It seems very unrealistic.
Really? Jason Alexander tries to molest Julia Roberts.
Right. Whoa, dude.
He's in it? Amazing.
Yeah, he's in it.
You know what? I did a concert with him one time. I was part of this with George from George Costanza.
Wait, does he sing?
He sings. That's he was on Broadway.
I didn't know that. He is a singer.
I heard him on Seinfeld singing every once
in a while. He was in a version of Producers, wasn't he?
He was in the Producers. Yeah, here in LA. I think he did the production here. And we did this concert, and he was on the concert, and he showed up. He wore a tuxedo, but he also wore a fanny pack with his tuxedo.
Obviously.
And all my friends thought it was hysterical, and he got off stage, and he came over to say hi to everybody. And when he came over, my friend goes, oh, my God, dude, awesome fanny pack. Hysterical. And he goes, this is where I keep my phone. I can't keep it in my suit because it'll look weird. And we were like...
Okay.
Maybe you should try to sexually molest Julia Roberts again. I don't know what to tell you about it. It's pretty rough. Hey, I got one more question for you, and then I believe
jam session.
Yeah, maybe a little jam session. Mm-hmm. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Since you brought your upright bass, is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So real quick, are you dating anybody right now?
No.
That was such a fucking male response.
Oh, no.
The fact that you had to think about it for like a full minute.
You know what? I guess I'm seeing this girl. Yeah, sure.
Like, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. We hung out for the first time, and she spent the night for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then we went to get breakfast, and then we had a lot more fun in the morning because it's like a nice vibe. Yeah.
How long ago did that happen?
Yesterday.
Whoa!
Oh my god, it's pretty new.
Well, so then that is kind of understandable.
But it's like there's nothing. We don't even kiss. We don't kiss. We just
you don't mouth kiss. You just it's just like
you
Pretty
literally
Woman.
We do not mouth.
It's just like Pretty Woman.
It's just like Pretty Woman. Yeah. Wait, have you had? So you haven't had sex?
We have.
She spent the
but
night.
But that's not what we do.
Wait
we
a minute.
We do everything else but that.
Wait, hang on. Are you Richard Gere?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, you got me.
Wait a second. Wait, so you guys, seriously, you've dated and she spent the night together and you guys fucked, but you have not mouth kissed. Is this real?
No. That's the first thing we did. We mouth kissed. And then ever since that first mouth kiss, we haven't done it. Like, even goodbye. We hug goodbye.
But when you're having sex, are you kissing?
No.
Why?
But we don't have a lot of sex.
We've only
done it once.
Oh, you only done it
once. The rest is we just have a lot of fun.
Do you want to mouth kiss her?
No.
Okay.
No, it's great. I don't think she wants to mouth kiss me.
Do you take the bass in bed with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you ask her to play?
Three of you? Is it threesome? Okay. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Well, it's nice vibrations. It's
I was just gonna say. Do you see how Kate's looking at your fingers when you're strumming that? By the way.
Oh, shit.
Like, Casey, how often do you play musical?
Like, I gotta find a bass player.
Do you ever play musical instruments in bed for a girl? Like, get in bed and play music for her?
I remember there's one hot chick that was like, And then I started singing, picture yourself, anyway, picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
And she stuck around?
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
No, I would. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do something with the bass because I love the bass. Okay, so
you want to straddle it, Jody?
If you see a hot girl on the street, tell me what goes, only through the bass, what goes through your mind?
Yeah. That was bass for boner.
That sounded like a boner. That's it. It sounded
right?
like a boner.
Is that kind of what
yeah,
it,
that
that's
is.
What
yeah.
I was feeling.
Okay, good.
When just a quick thing. Have you ever hooked up with a girl who was like, "I'm a singer," and then she sings, and you're like, "Oh God, I'm gonna kill myself."
Dude, yes.
You're
yes.
terrible.
You know the girls that I like. The girls that are like, "I can't sing." That's what I like. But then there's the girls that are like, I'm working on a new EP. Here it is.
Oh God.
I fucking hate the world. You know, like that kind of vibe. And it's super sad.
Oh,
and
I have
super
that joke.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What? Oh, is it? Oh, inside?
No. Oh,
okay.
No.
But there's just so much. There's just so many bad singers out there.
Yeah.
And it, you know what? I like the ones that say they can't sing because when they sing, it's passion. They even though they don't know how.
No. Yeah.
They,
of course.
They love singing along to the radio, and I think that that's super attractive. Well, even though they yes. don't know anything about music.
Well, I was the joke that I was saying is that I used to work at a place, Room 5. You're familiar with Room 5?
Yeah,
yes,
dude.
Sure.
They have, I'm
yes,
playing there soon.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of music, and I was a bartender there a long time. And I used to call up my best friend all the time, like, I'm going to kill myself. And I had a joke about, that was the joke I had about, that if you want to hear a girl bitching, you can watch it. It's called A Singer-Songwriter. And all the girls there, like literally every girl, it was like gorgeous and tortured. And they were like, this next song is about when I was going through a tough time. And it's called Going Through a Tough Time. And they would literally just be like, that great, like over and over again. I would call my friends up. I was like,
my God.
I'm like, I'm going to. And then the next girl would just replace her. And she would be in front of a keyboard. And she was like, this is when everything in my life was dark. And it's called Dark Times. And I was just like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, you know, it's just a different instrument.
It's the same song, same singer, different instrument.
Maybe she'll play a guitar or a mandolin, but it's the same exact emotion.
And it's the same I'm going to kill myself songs. Like, I wanted one upbeat, my life is good, like yeah
there's none of that. It's no. all three. Even like they have to do a cover, and the cover is like lying in my sleep, you know, some
it's Creep by
yeah.
Radiohead.
Oh yeah exactly.
Usually what it is.
Yeah.
Casey, would you finish us off today with
Ooh, yeah,
a song? Yeah, finish us off.
Can you hear the bass?
Yeah we can hear it sounds great. Do you want to do will you do a song for us?
What else? What kind of a song?
Will you do our theme song?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But for reals?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
I can't hear you. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Girl, you hit me harder than a freight train, right in the middle of my membrane. Driving backwards in the fast lane, headlights off after midnight. Saw you shining in that starlight. Girl, you got me like a bug bite. And now you're under my skin. And I know you know I don't know which way to go to lose you, to get away from you. Girl, then baby, I've been going crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, cause I'm breaking. And my soul is a-shaking, like my world is a-quaking. If I can't have you, get out of my heart. Up my heart. I said, get out. Oh, wow. Talk about bleeding heart bullshit, right? I just realized this song
it.
Is all about
That's,
it, right?
I love that song.
It's so
I
great.
Actually love that song.
You sound
okay,
great.
Hey. Play me like for you're never gonna get me. You're just lucky that you met me. I'll make sure you don't forget me again. And I don't know what I would do if I was without you. Even though I am, I'm always thinking about you. Spending all my wicked time forgetting about you. Put you under my skin. Hey, and I know, you know, I don't know which way to go to lose you, to get away from you. Girl, then baby, I've been going crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, cause I'm breaking. And my soul is shaking, like my world is a-quaking. If I can't have you, get out of my heart. up my heart. I said, get out, get out, get out, get out of my heart. And I'm lying alone in my bed, wondering why love makes me feel like I'm dead. Baby, you gave me a taste, now I'm wasted. Lately, I've been going crazy, 'cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out, 'cause I'm breaking. And my soul is a shaking, like my world is a quaking. If I can't have you, get out, get out, get out, get out. Lately, I've been going crazy, 'cause I want you, baby. But you don't soon get out, get out, get out, get out, 'cause I'm breaking. And my soul is shaking like my world is quaking. I can't have you, get out, get out, get out, get out of my heart. My heart, my heart, my heart. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Get out, get out, get out, get out of my heart.
Woo! Yay! That was awesome.
That was so awesome.
Casey Abrams,
I love that song. I love that song. Honestly, can you download it? Do you have the song? Is it can I?
Yeah, that's our theme
song
for the show.
Oh, sweet.
I am today. I love that song.
Go on iTunes, download it. It's absolutely incredible. The music video, there's a music video for that is absolutely phenomenal.
Damn, I'm not going to lie. That was hot as fuck.
That's great, man.
There's nothing hotter than a guy.
You got to come to the concerts then.
All right. I guess I will.
Yeah.
Damn, that was great.
Man.
Seriously.
Hey, really, thank you really so amazing. Much. This was a great episode, man, right?
Yeah, this was amazing.
You guys were both so awesome. Jody Miller.
Yeah, that was, I was cracking up over
Jody,
there.
Jody, you were so
great,
funny.
It was great listening to you. Yeah.
Jody, where can people find you?
JodyMillerComedy.com, J-O-D-I, Miller Comedy. Don't worry, I'm not the bodybuilder when you Google me. we come up together. you can find me, all my show dates, my tour dates. I'm touring this fall, so find me.
Yeah.
Yes. Find what about it. Casey? Where can they find you?
If you go to the Twitter and the Instagram, it's at Casey Basie. And then I'm on Facebook. I have the smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm following him now,
that is
everyone.
Awesome. Can you pause it for 1 second? Hey, Kate, you know what? This has been such a fun show. I think that we maybe should wrap it up with one more Casey Abrams song. What
I would love that. Will you play us one more?
Sure.
Yes.
Live performance, so. Casey Abrams.
Woo! Check him out.
Don't need no TV. I don't need no phone. Don't need a speedy car to get me home. Don't need no nothing, all I need is time for the simple life. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Go get your butt off of that lazy couch. Put down a laptop and get out of that house. Don't need no nothing, all I need is time for the simple life. Got a brand new scratch on my Cadillac. Tried to call the body shop, but my phone is dead. I tried to email my brother, but the Wi-Fi's down. The stuff is haunting me all year round. I'm fixing one thing and another was coming loose. It's making me think how much it stinks. Ooh, 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 ooh. I keep on buying things that I cannot really use. If it gets you annoyed, then what is a point? And don't need no TV, I don't need no phone. Don't need a speedy car to get me home. Don't need no nothing, all I need is time for the simple life. I'm taking one step forward and three steps back. I kick myself for letting go of the things I had. I guess you don't know what you got till that junk goes bad. I never should have dumped that hand-me-down I got from Dad. I solve one problem and another one's popping up. And ain't it ironic how the problem gets chronic? 'Cause when you got it good, you just don't know when to stop. Don't worry about the earnings if it stops you from living. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't need no TV, I don't need no phone. Don't need a speedy car to get me home. Don't need no
out of that house. Don't need no nothing. All I need is time for that simple life. Scooby dip, scooby dip, scooby dip, do 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 do.
Listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.